Om Shri Sai Ram. On behalf of the alumni of the Shri Satya Sai Primary School, dearest Bhagwan, I offer my loving pranams at thy lotus feet. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, dearest aunties, teachers and students of primary school, a warm and loving Sai Ram to you all. Beloved Bhagwan, we, your children of primary school, are ecstatic to be in your divine presence. We wish to express your love flowing through us with this gratitude program. Bhagwan, many of us have come from far and wide to be in your divine presence so that we can be at the point where life began for us. We have been blessed by you with this lifetime's most coveted opportunity to have experienced your being in the most innocent stages of our lives. The unique luxury of experiencing your love has given us the strength to reflect that love even in the loneliest moments of our adult lives. During challenging times, there is a strong surge in confidence from knowing that you chose us to be your students. Quoting the Sufi poet Saint Rumi, "We are as the flute, and the music in us is from thee. We are as the mountain, and the echo in us is from thee. We are as pieces of chess, engaged in victory and defeat. Our victory and defeat is from thee. O thou whose qualities are comely, who are we, O thou, soul of our souls, that we should remain in being beside thee? We and our existences are really non-existence. Thou art the absolute being which manifests the perishable. Our wind, whereby we are moved, and our being are of thy gift. Our whole existence is from thy bringing into being. Dearest Swami, we pray to you that you make us worthy of your love and grace. We pray that every time, in every yuga, should you choose to descend on earth, we want to be in your proximity all over again. We now have an audio-visual presentation depicting your stories through short stories, some as narrated by you and others written by primary school alumni. Having studied directly under your benevolent umbrella, we can only hope that this endeavor will be at least a drop in the ocean of spreading the magnanimity of your life's message. Dearest most beloved Bhagwan, as we transition into another new year, we pray that we make you happy by putting into practice at least some of your teachings and making our lives a reflection of your message. Thank you, Sai Ram, and wishing you all a happy and holy new year.
Plus love.
How long will you read the newspaper? Won't you come and make your daughter finish her meal?
Sindhu, darling, won't you finish your meal so that you can go and play?
Dad, if I finish this bowl of rice, will you promise to give me whatever I ask?
I promise, my dear. But remember, don't ask for expensive things like a computer or a mobile phone. I don't have the money for that.
No, Dad, I don't want any such thing. But promise me that you'll give me whatever I ask.
Okay, darling.
Dad, now I finish eating everything. Now you have to give me what I want.
What is it, my dear?
Dad, I want to shave my head by this Sunday.
What? Shave your head? What nonsense is this? You've been watching too much television. Your head is corrupted with insane programs. What? A girl shaving her head? What will people say?
Please ask for anything else, darling. We will be very sad to see you shave off your lovely hair.
But, Dad, you saw how difficult it was for me to finish my meal. You made a promise, and you're going back on your words. Besides, didn't you tell me the story of the great King Harishchandra? How he stood for truth and he would honor his promises no matter what. Please, Dad, keep up your promise.
You have pampered her too much. Don't fulfill her promise. She is taking us for granted.
Okay, Ma. Okay, Sandhya. Relax. We have to keep our promises. Otherwise, how will Sindhu learn to keep hers? Okay, darling. You can shave your head.
Thanks, Dad.
I will pick you up in the evening.
Okay, Dad. Bye-bye. Hey, Sindhu. Wait for me.
Oh, this boy too has a shaven head? I think this is a new fad at school. This generation is too much.
Sir, is that your daughter?
Yes, she is my daughter.
Sir, you are a very lucky man to have such a wonderful daughter.
May I know who you are and why do you feel I am lucky?
Sir, do you see that boy that Sindhu is walking with? Well, he is my son Harish. He has cancer and lost all his hair due to his chemotherapy treatment. Sindhu visited him last week and he told her that he was reluctant to return to school as he lost all his hair and the school children will tease him about it. Sindhu asked him not to worry and said that she would take care of the situation and that nobody would tease him. Who would have thought that she would shave off her own hair for the sake of her classmate? You would be so proud of her, sir. She's a very brave girl.
Oh, is that so? Sindhu never told us about this. We shall surely pray for your son's recovery. Thank you, madam. Mother, Sandhya, come here. I have something to share with you. Do you know why our Sindhu shaved her head?
Why? What had happened?
You know her friend Harish? He underwent chemotherapy and lost all his hair. He was worried that his friends would make fun of him seeing his shaven head. So, our darling Sindhu decided to shave off her head to accompany him.
Oh, my Sindhu made such a great sacrifice.
After all, she's my granddaughter, you know.
My Sindhu has shown me through her example that her love is indeed selfless. The happiest people on this planet are not those who live on their own terms, but are those who change their terms for the ones whom they love.
Come, have it in the cave. Have it in the cave. सांस ऐसे भरे जैसे खुशबू कोई बाग में जा मिले। कुछ लम्हों में एहसास ऐसे भरे जैसे खुशबू कोई बाग में जा मिले। कुछ बारिश है कुछ नदियाँ, कुछ सुबह में सोई ओस है। कुछ बारिश है कुछ नदियाँ, कुछ सुबह में सोई ओस है। उन यादों के बूंदों को पलकों लेकर भीगे भीगे आए हैं, हम आए हैं लाए हैं, इन्हें ले लो बस यही पाए
form. Once there was an artist who was very egoistic. One day he was admiring his own paintings.
My painting strokes have been perfect till now. I have enough reputation and have also traveled far and wide. I had a deep desire to have an appointment with Lord Krishna and I wanted to paint his picture. My wish is going to be fulfilled today. Finally, I have access to Lord Krishna and I can paint his picture now. Oh, there he comes. Pranams, Lord Krishna.
Ayushman Bhava, what brings you here?
I am a great painter of great reputation and have painted many faces. I would like to paint your picture and show my talent to you.
Is that so? You can start painting my picture now.
Thank you, Lord. Can you please stand still so that I can begin my painting? My dear Lord, the outline is ready now, and in a week's time, the final painting will be ready.
Sure, I would wait to see your final painting.
A week later, the painter gets the painting of Lord Krishna, assuming it to be perfect, and then he is ready to unveil it.
Dear Lord, the final painting is ready. Now I shall uncover the painting. Oh my God, how come there is no similarity between Krishna and the painting? How can this be possible? I painted him so perfectly. Anyway, Lord, please give me a week's time and I shall redo the same.
A week's time? Sure, take it.
The next week, the painter gets the painting and presents it to Lord Krishna and unveils it.
Dear Lord, I am sure you will be impressed with my painting. Here it is. Oh no! How can this happen? In spite of being a good painter of such good repute, why are my paintings lacking similarity with the Lord's face? I am unable to understand. I am sorry to disappoint you, my Lord, but can you please give me one more chance?
The painter tried painting the Lord several times. However, he met with only disappointment. He was totally dejected, and out of frustration, he decides to leave the city and go away. But just then, sage Narada appears.
Narayana, Narayana. Oh dear, why do you look so disturbed? What is the cause of your misery?
I am an artist of great reputation, but unfortunately, I am unable to paint Lord Krishna perfectly. This is causing deep misery within.
Narayana, Narayana. Let me give you simple advice. It is silly to attempt to paint the picture of Lord Krishna. The Lord has no fixed form and he can change his form every second. If you really want to paint his picture, I will tell you a secret. Do as I say.
Thank you so much. I shall certainly follow your advice.
Next day, the painter came with a covered picture and stood in front of Lord Krishna. When the cloth was removed, Krishna saw only a mirror, and this mirror reflected an exact replica of Lord Krishna. If you are imagining that God has a fixed form, then you are mistaken. You cannot describe God, and your attempts will always fail. Keep your heart as clean and as clear as a mirror, and fill it with love and devotion. That will enable you to have the true vision of God.
दे छोड़ाए है दो कदम उन यादों की ही आहटों से रुके हैं दो कदम कितनी ही यादें छोड़ाए हैं दो कदम आहटों से रुके हैं दो कदम फिर तुझ से कभी हो मिलन कहीं बेकरार है दो कदम
is God. Don't waste food. Priya, Sneha and Geeta study in the same school. One day, while going to school, Priya sees a beggar staring at her lunchbox.
Amma, please give me some food. I'm very hungry. I'm sorry. I don't have enough to share with you. Because if I give it to you, what will I eat for lunch?
Though she refuses to part with her box, however, she feels guilty that she could not help the beggar. Lunch, Priya sat quietly in the corner of the room, eating her paratha and sabzi. She had been really hungry and licked the tiffin box clean. Satisfied, she looked up to see Sneha and Geeta snickering at her.
Go away! Why are you staring at me?
Then her thoughts go back to the beggar and she realizes that she was very hungry. And if she had shared her box with the beggar, then she would remain hungry that day and thus she consoled herself but still felt a little pang of guilt. Just as she was about to leave, she saw a pack of puris wrapped neatly in a foil paper sitting atop the bin. She gingerly picked it up, thinking that she could give the hungry beggar. Much to her dismay, she saw Sneha and Geeta looking at her.
Hey scavenger, doesn't your mother feed you enough that you have to take food out of the bin?
Cow, 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 cow.
Priya quietly ignored Sneha and walked home. She saw the hungry beggar by the road and gladly gave the packed puris to her. She barely passed the beggar when the beggar quickly gobbled up the puris in delight. The next day at school, the teasing continued. But Priya chose to ignore it. She began looking out for half-eaten lunches and snacks.
Hey Priya, I'm going to throw this packet of chips. Do you want it?
Priya quickly grabbed it.
Hey Priya, here's my sandwich. Do you want it?
Priya grabbed that too. The beggar and Priya shared an unspoken friendship as she gave away the food she collected at school. This continued for a while. One day, Sneha had to visit her mother's friend who lived on Priya's street. As she followed Priya, she noticed the beggar reaching for the packet that Priya carried and saw the look of pure delight and gratitude on her face. It was only then that Sneha realized Priya's act of kindness. The next day, Sneha solemnly walked up to Priya.
Hey Priya, here's my chocolate. This is for the beggar.
Hey Priya, this is my chips packet. Please give it to the beggar.
Oh, thank you so much. So nice of you all to share it with me so that I can help the beggar.
From then on, all of Priya's friends began keeping some food aside for Priya to take it to the beggar. They also realized how people are suffering due to lack of food. They stopped wasting food as they understood the value of food. Food is God. Don't waste food.
వేణులో మోహన రాగం కలి కలిగించి ప్రతి మనసులో నీ ప్రేమ సుధలు ప్రొంగించి ఆనందముతో దివిభూమి పులకించగా ఆనందముతో దివిభూమి పులకించగా
Atithi Devo Bhava. Once upon a time, in a forest, a hunter was being chased by a tiger and he climbed up a tree in an attempt to escape the tiger. While the tiger sat beneath the tree and waited for him, the hunter realized that there was a bear on the tree. Tiger said to the bear,
"Oh bear, why don't you push the hunter off the tree so that I can eat him and be on my way?"
"I can't do that. He has climbed my tree and is my guest now. So I cannot push him down and thus disrespect him."
The tiger continued to wait while the bear fell asleep and decided to try his luck with the hunter.
"Oh hunter, the bear is asleep now. Why don't you push him down so that I can eat him and thus satiate my hunger? If you do so, I will spare your life."
The hunter thought long and hard and decided to push the bear off the tree. And push he did. But as luck would have it, just as the bear was pushed off the tree, he hung on to the last branch and climbed up.
"Oh bear, is this the hunter that you decided to protect? When he got the chance to escape my clutches, he did not think twice before he pushed you down. Look how ungrateful he is. Why don't you now push him down and take revenge?"
"I cannot do that. I have done my duty. Each one has to face the consequences of his own actions. I will not harm him just because he tried to harm me."
Thus saying, the bear took the higher ground and stood by saying, "Atithi Devo Bhava."
Johnny, my sweet love.
faith can indeed move mountains.
Shyam no mitrasyam varunaha, shyam no bhavat paryama, shyam no yindra brahaspatihe, shyam no vishnur rukramaha. Aum namo brahmane, namaste vayo, vameva pratyaksham brahmasi.
Sir, here is your milk.
Why have you come so late? You are upsetting my disciplined life by not coming on time. Don't you know that I must have my cup of milk exactly at 7 a.m. every morning?
My apologies, sir. It is just that I live on the other side of the river. So in order to cross the river, I use a ferry boat. But sometimes it doesn't come on time and so I get delayed.
Why do you have to depend on that ferry boat to take you across? You can just take the name of Lord Rama and you will be able to walk across the river. Rama will see that you do not drown.
All right, sir. I will take your advice. Sir, here is your milk.
How is it that you have come on time today?
Sir, it is your advice that has enabled me to get here on time.
My advice? What was that?
Sir, you had advised me that the name of Lord Rama would help me cross the river. And so it has. I chanted his name and was able to walk on water and get here on time. You were right, sir. The name of the Lord is indeed powerful and it has prevented me from drowning.
Are you in your senses? Is that the truth?
Yes, sir. I implicitly followed your instructions.
Is it so? Then take me to the river and let me see how you walk on water with the name of the Lord on your lips. Let us see.
The girl takes the pandit to the river and she walks across the river repeating the name of Lord Rama. The pandit is dumbstruck with amazement. Though he lacked faith in his own advice, the milkmaid had implicit faith that Lord Rama would not let her drown. The pandit soon realized that faith can indeed move mountains.
Make it on my own. Show me
good and bad are man's own creations. A long while ago, when the Pandavas were in exile, Krishna visited them in order to inquire of their welfare. On one such visit, Krishna noticed that each of the Pandavas took turns to stand vigil at the entrance of their tent.
O Dharmaraja, why is it that you and your brothers are taking turns and standing vigil at the entrance? Are you troubled by anyone?
Yes, dear Lord, we are troubled by some demons who disturb our sleep and safety. So we have decided to stand vigil and keep the demons at bay.
Oh, in that case, I will stand vigil too. I have come here as your guest and would like to take part in this duty. So please allow me to take the responsibility for a while.
Oh Lord, when you are the protector of this universe, what is the point of you standing vigil at our tent? Nevertheless, please be careful of the demons. My brothers and I encounter them every night.
Oh Dharmaraja, is that what you have understood of my divinity? On one hand, you believe that I am the protector of the universe, and on the other, you fear that I cannot protect myself from this mere demon. Please be rest assured that no demon can harm me.
Thus saying, Krishna stood vigil for a while. On completion of his turn, Krishna left the spot. Not finding Krishna there, Arjuna panicked and went to look for Krishna and found him sitting on a stone, laughing to himself. Then Arjuna inquired,
Oh Lord, I am glad that you are safe. When I didn't find you in the spot, I thought that you had been harmed by the demons. But I am glad that you are well.
Krishna laughed at Arjuna's anxiety and said,
Arjuna, I have not created any demons or devils. Then how can they exist? Only man makes another man suffer. What you and your brothers see every night are the reflections of your own bad qualities, like anger, hatred and jealousy. The more the bad qualities, the bigger the demon. So, if you want to get rid of the demons, first get rid of these, and then you can lead a pure and fearless life.
Arjuna was moved by Krishna's revelation and bowed down to Krishna to seek his blessings. Sure enough, neither Arjuna nor his brothers encountered any demons from then on and realized that good and bad are man's own creations.
आने को है नई उमंगे सजाने को है साई के हाथ को थामे हुए हम एक नए युग में जाने को है एक नया दौर आने को है नई उमंगे सजाने को है साई के हाथ को थामे हुए हम एक नए युग में जाने को है एक नया दौर आने को है साई की प्रेमामृत रस धारा यूं ही बहाते जाएंगे साई की प्रेमामृत रस धारा जाएंगे सत्य धर्म और शांति प्रेम की राह पे चलते जाएंगे हाथों में हाथ हम भर के खड़े हैं हाथों में हाथ हम भर के खड़े हैं नया सवेरा आने को है नया सवेरा आने को है एक नया दौर आने को है नई उमंगे सजाने को है साई के हाथ को थामे हुए हम एक नए युग में जाने को है एक नया दौर आने को है सारी दिशाएं झूम रही, हर दिल की धड़कन गाने लगी। साई की सेना बन के चले जो, हर जिंदगी मुस्कुराने लगी। साथ चलेंगे, मिलके रहेंगे, मिलके रहेंगे, साथ चलेंगे। स्वर्णिम युग अब आने को है, आने को है, एक नया दौर आने को है। साई के हाथ को थामे हुए एक नए युग में जाने को है। लाए हैं लाए हम सुनहरे कल का नजराना। संभल कर गाओ, उत्सव मनाओ, अवसर ये ना गवाना। पाया है जीवन मानव का तू, प्यार ही प्यार लुटाना, प्यार ही प्यार लुटाना, प्यार ही प्यार लुटाना, प्यार ही प्यार लुटाना, प्यार ही प्यार लुटाना।
చాలా ఇంపార్టెంట్ ది ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్.
మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఈస్ ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్.
ఆ చిన్న పిల్లలు, మన ఇంటిలో ఎవరైనా ఒక చిన్న బిడ్డ ఉంటుంటే ఆ బిడ్డను సర్దుకోవటమే మహా కష్టంగా ఉంటుంటుంది.
Then the tiny thoughts, if you imagine little kid at our residence, it is very difficult to spend time with the kid.
1100 మంది ఆ యొక్క ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్లో ఉంటుంటే వారు ఎన్ని విధములైనటువంటి శ్రమ పడుతున్నారనేటువంటిది విశాల హృదయాలు విచారించితే అర్థమవుతుంది.
There are 1100 children in primary school. What kind of effort they put in, you can understand.
4 సంవత్సరం పిల్లలు 5 సంవత్సరం పిల్లలు మీరు చూచి ఉంటారు వాళ్ళు ఎంత చక్కని డిసిప్లిన్.
You must have seen children aged 4, 4.5 and 5. What discipline they have.
వాళ్ళు భుజించటం కాని, వారు తిరుగాటం కాని, వారు చేయటం కాని, అన్నిటినీ కూడా చిన్న వయసు లోపలనే వారిని చక్కగా తీర్చిదిద్దుతూ వస్తుంటారు.
They are molded right from their childhood in all things such as eating and moving about.
ఇది బయట ప్రపంచానికి తెలియదు.
The outside world doesn't know that.
ఇక్కడ ఉండినటువంటి వారికి కూడా తెలియదు.
Even those here don't know.
ఆ ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్లో ఉండినటువంటి టీచర్స్ కానీ, వార్డెన్ కానీ, ప్రిన్సిపల్ కానీ పగలంతా కూడా పాఠాలు చెప్తారు.
In that primary school, the principal, warden, teachers, they teach throughout the day.
Anta pani chestaru papa.
They work throughout night.
Aa guddalu meer chuchi untaru pillalu aadinatunti vesukunnatunti vastramulu.
You must have seen the dress put on by the primary children.
Anta teachers ratri puta kucchoni kuttukunnatunti ve papa.
All these dresses are stitched by the teachers throughout night.
ఒక్కొక్క తూరి ఆ టీచర్స్ ని చూచినప్పుడు నాకే చాలా హృదయం కరిగిపోతుంది.
స్వామీస్ హార్ట్ మెల్ట్స్ యాజ్ హి వాచెస్ దోస్ టీచర్స్.
నిద్ర లేదు, కన్నులంతా వాచి ఉంటాయి. ఏమిటంటే రాత్రంతా పనిచేశారు.
దే యాజ్ దే వర్క్ స్ట్రగుల్ హార్డ్ త్రూ ద నైట్.
స్వామి మాకింత ఫ్రీ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇచ్చినారు, మమ్మల్ని ఈ విధంగా పోషించాడు, సంవత్సరంకు ఒక్క పర్యాయమైనా కూడా మేము ఈ విధంగా సేవ చేయకపోతే మేము చదివి ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి అనేటువంటి సత్యమైనటువంటి భావంతో వారు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి త్యాగానికి పూనుకుంటుంటారు.
స్వామి హాస్ గివెన్ us ఫ్రీ ఎడ్యుకేషన్. He has been taking care of us throughout the year. What is the fun of all this learning and the knowledge if we don't do it once in a year?
వచ్చినటువంటి యొక్క చక్కని క్రమబద్ధమైనటువంటి ఈ యొక్క శిక్షణే హైయర్ సెకండరీ స్కూల్ వరకు బయలుదేరుతుంది.
దిస్ డిసిప్లిన్ ట్రైనింగ్ విల్ రీచ్ అప్ ది హైయర్ సెకండరీ స్కూల్ లెవెల్.
మా పిల్లలు కేవలం ఒక చదువునందు మాత్రమే కాదు.
Our students have not restricted to studies only.
సింగ్స్ అది సాంగ్స్ అంత కూడాను.
ఇన్ మ్యూజిక్ దర్ ఫస్ట్
డాన్స్
డాన్స్
అన్ని విధాలు కూడాను మా పిల్లలు రెడీగా ఉంటారు.
ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ఫీల్డ్ దే ఆర్ నెంబర్ వన్ టాపర్స్.
ఈ మాత్రం మాత్రం పదివిని మేము చెప్పుకోకూడదు.
వీ డోంట్ సే జస్ట్ టు ఇన్ఫార్మ్ యూ అండ్ లెట్ యూ నో.
కనుక పిల్లలు చేయనటువంటి పని ఒక్కటి లేదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ దట్ అవర్ బాయ్స్ కెనాట్ డూ.
ఇన్ని పల్లెలు పట్టణాలు తిరుగుతూ ఉంటారు, కానీ క్యారెక్టర్ విషయంలో అతి జాగ్రత్తగా ఉంటారు.
దే గో టు డిఫరెంట్ ప్లేసెస్ బట్ దే ఆర్ వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్ ఇన్ మెయింటైనింగ్ దే క్యారెక్టర్.
చాలా జాగ్రత్త.
దే ఆర్ హైలీ కేర్ఫుల్.
క్యారెక్టర్ అనేటువంటిది అగ్ని వంటిది.
Character is like a fire.
దాన్ని చూచి చాలా దూరంగా ఉంటారు.
And you should be very careful, watchful.
ఆడపిల్లలు కానీ మగపిల్లలు కానీ,
be that boys or girls.
ఈ విధంగా మా పిల్లలు బంగారు వంటి పిల్లలు.
Here our students, here are pure gold.
నాకు ఇను గోల్డ్.
ప్యూర్ గోల్డ్ అని చెప్పారు.
ప్యూర్ గోల్డ్.
ప్యూర్ గోల్డ్.
ఏది చెప్పినా కూడా, నువ్వు ఎటువంటి పని చెప్పినా దానికి సిద్ధమవుతుంటారు.
వాట్ ఎవర్ స్వామి సేస్ దే ఆర్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ టు డూ.
మా పిల్లలు ఎలాంటి వారంటే నేను చెప్పుకోకూడదు, కానీ నేను చెప్పిన దానికంటే ఇంకా ఎంతో ఎక్కువగా పిల్లలు పనిచేస్తున్నారు.
దో స్వామి సేయింగ్ దిస్ వే, హీ డస్ నాట్ వాంట్ టు సే ఓపెన్లీ, బట్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఇన్ రియాలిటీ ఆర్ మచ్ మోర్ దెన్ వాట్ భగవాన్ సెడ్ అండ్ డిస్క్రైబ్ నౌ.
ఎవరైనా పోతుంటే గుడ్డలు లేకపోతే తాను విప్పి వారికి ఇస్తాడు.
ఇఫ్ దే ఫైండ్ ఎనీబడీ హూ ఆర్ ఇన్ నీడ్ ఆఫ్ క్లోత్స్, దే గివ్ దేర్ ఓన్ క్లోత్స్.
ఈ విధంగా పిల్లలు తయారు చేస్తున్నాము.
అండ్ సచ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ ట్రైన్డ్ హియర్
ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్ లోపల.
ఇన్ ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్
చాలా చిన్న చిన్న పిల్లలు.
యూ ఫైండ్ ద టైమ్ హూ టాక్స్ దేర్.
1200 మంది ఉన్నారు.
1200 చిల్డ్రన్.
వారిని తల్లిదండ్రులను విడిచిపెట్టి ఉండలేరు, ఇక్కడ మమ్మల్ని విడిచిపెట్టి ఉండలేరు. కళాతురికి 2 దినాల లోపల తల్లిదండ్రులు మర్చిపోతున్నారు.
చిల్డ్రన్ కెనాట్ బి అవే ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ పేరెంట్స్. దే కెనాట్ బి అవే ఫ్రమ్ అస్, బట్ విద్ ఇన్ 2 డేస్ దే ఫర్గెట్ దేర్ పేరెంట్స్ అండ్ బిగిన్ టు స్టే విత్ అస్.
అక్కడికి వచ్చి చూసి, యో మా బిల్లలు ఎంత మంచి వారైపోయినారు అని చాలా ఆనందిస్తుంటారు.
పేరెంట్స్ హ్యాస్ దే కమ్ అండ్ వాచ్ దేర్ ఓన్ చిల్డ్రన్ దే ఆర్ వెరీ మచ్ సర్ప్రైజ్డ్ హౌ హ్యాపీ దే ఆర్ హియర్.
అంత తల్లిదండ్రుల కంటే అధికమైనటువంటి ప్రేమను చూపుతున్నాము.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ యూ హావ్ బీన్ షవరింగ్ లవ్ మచ్ మోర్ దాన్ దేర్ ఓన్ పేరెంట్స్.
కనుక మా పిల్లల యొక్క విషయంలో మీరు ఏమాత్రం సామాన్యుడిగా మీరు భావించకండి.
నెవర్ కన్సిడర్ అవర్ చిల్డ్రన్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్డినరీ.
వారు ఎంత గొప్పవారు.
దే ఆర్ రియలీ గ్రేట్.
దేశానికంతా కూడా నువ్వు నాయకుడిగా కావాలి.
దే ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ది లీడర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కంట్రీ.
వీళ్ళు ఐడియల్స్ బాయ్స్ కావాలి.
దే ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ఐడియల్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కంట్రీ.
అప్పుడే మాకు చాలా సంతోషము.
దట్ ఓన్లీ మేక్స్ అస్ హ్యాపీ.
ఎంత ఐడియల్ బాయ్స్ అవుతారా?
ఆర్ యూ ప్రిపేర్ టు బి ఐడియల్ మాస్టర్స్?
బంగారు భజన చేయండి.
గణరాయా Thank you. Murali Madhava Radhe Govinda.
Thank you. अयोध्या विहारी श्री राम 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 अयोध्या विहारी
Thank you. Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.